to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
And welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is show number 109. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. With me today, Jimmy.
I am fantastic. Excited about this show. We've actually kind of mentioned that this show might be coming up, and someone the other day shout out a tweet that said they were actually excited about this show.
Excited about it.
Interesting. Yes. Yeah. It's very nerdy. This is definitely a Disney nerd type show.
Well, that's what we are. And also with us tonight from Delightful.life, Jennifer, how are you?
Great. Good to be here.
We're glad to have you. Unfortunately, Ed can't be with us tonight, but he is here in spirit, and I'm sure that he has lots of opinions that would play right into our topic for the evening, which is John's. Crappers.
Where's John?
Bathrooms.
Oh, I thought you meant John.
No.
Our buddy down in Walt Disney World.
Restrooms in Walt Disney World. Right?
That type of John.
Gotcha. That type of John. The best and the worst. And let me step back a second before we really get into it, because it's a topic that we've all talked about before. Listeners have asked us to review it. And first, let's talk, like last week, about expectations, because I think a lot of this is around expectations, what you can expect, and really an expectations and opinion. Are you above or below an expectation? So let's get one thing out straight. All of the restrooms at Walt Disney World, we expect them to be clean, to have a warm running water, to have toilet paper, to have paper towels, to have soap, to have all of those things. Let's set that as the standard. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone that we could possibly talk about would fall below that standard. I think we're in the clear there.
And that's why I wanted to set it out there. Because when we say worst or not good, we probably mean there's only two stalls and the line is 12 people long. That's not some place that you necessarily want to go.
It's not the bathroom at the Shell station on the corner.
That's exactly right. And that's an expectation that Disney has given us. And I think we all expect to see that from a restroom. Now, occasionally, you'll find one that's not in the best shape. Disney does their best to get those clean, but we'll say expectations down along those lines.
So another question. So there's a couple different ways I think you can look at this.
Which one's the closest to me right now?
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
There's also, hey, you know what? This bathroom is kind of off the beaten path. Not very many people. It's not very busy usually. But then there's also some that are, hey, you know what? This bathroom may be busy, but it's so darn well themed, and it's new, or it's this or that. So there's different ways you can look at why we like them or dislike them.
I think that's a trend recently, is the restrooms are becoming themed. Themed to at least the land that they're in or the location. I don't want to say it's an attraction, but you're right, Jimmy. It's like one because it blends right in and it carries that Walt Disney World theme inside so that they don't break the story. It's not like you're walking into a concrete building with a couple of toilets in the corner, right? Not at all. The expectation we have for Disney is well above that.
Absolutely. I agree.
So that said, we can say what's the best one at Walt Disney World, but I thought maybe we go park to park, if that's okay. Sound good?
Yeah, works for me.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Jen, where do you want to start? What park?
Oh, well, Magic Kingdom sounds good. First one, right?
Always good. Magic Kingdom's always the best. So in Magic Kingdom, there are many, many restrooms inside Magic Kingdom, by the way. Let's be clear. So I guess let's start with, what do you think, what's your go-to, what's the best restroom in Magic Kingdom?
Well, again, like as you said, if you're talking about theming, it's one. And if you're talking about, you know, convenience or something like that, it's an entirely different one. So do you have a preference where we start?
You know, and I'm glad that you say that, because let's step back one second here. Because there is the convenience versus best themed, but I think we also should step back, because I did a little research before this, and I found a couple of people complaining about, oh, this restroom doesn't have a changing table. I'm not that far off of needing to find changing tables. Jimmy, you're probably a little further off of that than I am, and Jen, you weren't doing that not long ago, I'm sure.
Right.
If you don't see a changing table when you go in, it's in the handicap stall. In there. That's where it is, along with the sink right next to it. So they all have that type of facility.
Yep.
If you're looking for special needs, the baby care center, first aid center are still going to have everything that you possibly could need or want. If you have an emergency or anything like that, that's the place to go. And they tend to be centrally located, easy to find.
Absolutely. And sorry, along those lines, I was going to say too, they do have like larger full-size changing tables and tiny little potties for potty training kids. So definitely the baby care centers have some really unique amenities.
And I've needed them for exactly that.
I would also add to that, if you have maybe a toddler, you're going through, you know, potty training, stuff like that, where a regular bathroom in Walt Disney World may not be the ideal situation, but you don't want to have to walk all the way to the baby care center. They're kind of spread out. There's a lot of companion restrooms as well, which are just, you know, you walk in, you can lock the door, just you and your child, and have a little privacy. Because, you know, a young child learning the potty train and stuff like that, that maybe a crowded restroom in Walt Disney World isn't the right place for that.
Right. So where are we starting? Convenience or theming?
I will say in Magic Kingdom, we can probably do both. I would bet a dollar to a dime that the theming one will all be the same for us.
Sure. I don't know about that.
Oh. I have two, but there's the one. There's the one.
The one, right. It's like,
all right, so let's talk about that. The best themed restroom in the Magic Kingdom.
It's obvious. Probably anywhere on Walt Disney World property.
Probably, yes.
Okay, what do you got? It's
got to be the Tangled restroom.
Yes. The Tangled, absolutely.
The Tangled toilets, which are in the location that was once the Skyride.
That was the land, yeah.
The Skyway to Tomorrowland was right there. Yep. Now, interesting about that particular spot, and something that I noticed not long ago, we're all creatures of habit, right? And I remember a lady came running around Peter Pan's flight with a little boy that you could tell had to go, and she was going to where the old restrooms were, which is now the queue for Peter Pan. Yeah. And she just had this look of panic on her face, and I pointed
across. I've been there.
It's over there. She's like, oh, okay, thank you.
That area is actually the last time we were together, Sam.
You're right. We were charging cell phones, if I remember right.
Right outside.
I was going to say, for people that aren't quite familiar, it's in the end of Fantasyland, or the beginning, depending on which direction you're coming in, across from Peter Pan, next to Small World, that kind of area. You can't miss it because there's the tower.
Rapunzel's Tower.
There's, on one side of that area, there are lots of charging stations, and the restroom side is just so cool. There are, you know, wanted posters and just really great tributes to the movie. And then inside the restrooms, at least in the women's, I imagine similarly in the men's, there's beautiful paintings like Rapunzel has all over her tower room. And they're just really cool. And as Jimmy was saying at the beginning of the show, this is the one I thought of when you said they might be really crowded, but still worth going to. These are always busy when I go there, but they're so cool to visit.
It's right in the middle of everything.
I was about to say, it's a central location. You're kind of right in between everything going on in Fantasyland, and then the Haunted Mansion's right on the other side. So you're right in that transition between Liberty Square, and it's kind of in its own little area. So I think it tends to be busy.
It's those have to be 2 to 3 times larger than the older restrooms in that location.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Easy. So that's definitely something they needed.
And I think, I mean, so the bathrooms are one thing, but that, you know, that just whole area, which there's nothing there really but restrooms. So we just say, oh, wow, it's really a themed restroom. But you see Disney making this move to make these areas that are easy for people to go and enjoyable for people to go just sit down and relax for a minute. And I'm not talking about in the restroom. I'm talking about, you know, out front, putting the charging thing. Oh, yeah. And, you know, so you see it there, and then you also see it in, and I have not been there, but I've seen pictures, Sam. You talked about the charging ports and the couches and stuff back in the new Fantasyland kind of
Storybook
where Dumbo
Circus.
And all that, Storybook Circus and all that. So you see that more and more. Another place, and I hate to jump parks, but just along the same line is the new restrooms over by America and Epcot. Yep. And then right underneath that little pavilion, you got all those picnic tables and stuff, and just a place for just to go sit and just relax for a minute with some nice restrooms close by.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And let me swing that back.
You see a trend for that.
Yes, you do. And I'll swing that back because you guys, so I'm assuming you both go with the Tangled Toilets over at Magic Kingdom.
Would be the best themed, I would say.
Now, yeah. I will take that over to Storybook Circus because I think
that was my next. That was my, yes.
These are the two newest, right? So just like you mentioned, there's a place nearby where there's some charging stations, but that's really not integrated into the restrooms. But the restrooms are themed to be part of the railroad and the train station.
And it's like the roundhouse.
It's
the
roundhouse for what is Casey Jr. Splash Zone, which is the little kids' play area. But if you look at where the train is and the way that it would turn in a roundabout, each of the tracks goes into the restrooms. And you can follow the track right down through the stalls. I just love that theming. And I think those are very well done back there. So that's my favorite in Magic Kingdom.
That was my second place or honorable mention.
I hadn't been there, but it sounds like both of those would be...
They're both new. They both fall into that category of they're newer, they're a little bigger than some of the older ones. Because you can tell, even though, you know, the restroom's over by Pirates of the Caribbean or the ones when you first come in, they're more just a functional restroom. They don't have all of that theme that you get in some of these newer ones. We talked about the best. Any hidden restrooms? Let's go down that path for Magic Kingdom.
So, and I think when we say hidden... You know, it's not like you have to go behind, like, a door or that says cast members only or anything like that. But it just may not be, you know, just on the beaten path, right? I find a lot of these are close to other restrooms, which seem to make these less busy.
I know what you mean.
So the first one that comes to mind in Magic Kingdom... is if you come down Main Street and you take a right headed toward the noodle station, by right in front of the plaza.
Just past the plaza, yep.
Mm-hmm. So just past the plaza, there's a restroom on the right, which seems to always be very, very busy. If you continue straight and go up and up the little ramp where the noodle station was and hang a right, there's another one right there around the corner. And it never has anybody in it.
I know exactly what you mean. And you're right. Because they're right on top of each other almost.
They're right on top of each other. Yep. That one, the second one that I'm talking about, was put there to service the people eating in the noodle, the Tomorrowland Terrace or whatever it is. That's what it is, right? Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yep.
Which was the noodle station. Now they do a dessert party there. So that restaurant was put there specifically for that. But they don't operate that restaurant anymore. So... that restroom very rarely has, I mean, you can just walk right in and there's no lines. It's always clean just because it doesn't get used.
I don't know that I have any hidden like that inside of Magic Kingdom. Jen, do you have any that fall into that category?
Yeah, I would say the one that stuck out the most to me was the one that's kind of tucked away by the Pirates of the Caribbean gift shop, at least for women. Oh, cool. That literally has... more than a dozen stalls. Like, I mean, it's huge and it's hidden back there to where there's pretty much nobody in there. So that's always a really good one. 'Cause you know, like Disney World, like anywhere else, there are often, you know, lines in the women's restrooms, and you're trying to take a kid who has to go potty. And sometimes other places, people will let you go in front, but at Disney World, everyone has a kid that has to go potty.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
These big ones. The other one by City Hall, even though it's right there up front, sometimes it can be crowded, but a lot of times, especially, you know, earlier in the day, that's another one that's huge and sometimes overlooked. So those are the two I had. Definitely not cool theming by any means, but when you got to go, it's available.
It's
so
functional, and that's what you want.
Same to be said about the one I'm talking about in Tomorrowland Terrace. You know, that probably they haven't done anything with that area in a long time. So you walk in that bathroom, it's kind of like, it looks 1971. You know, it looks like they haven't done anything with it, but again, it's always clean and it's always accessible. That's the thing.
Well, that's something, yeah, interesting to note too, because like, not only, it's not even that they're just not themed, sometimes they look really outdated because they all have pretty cool like tile work, or at least many of them do.
Sure.
But sometimes that tile work looks, you know, dated to the 70s or the 80s. Right. But it's clean and it's good. And a lot of them are smaller. A lot of those older restrooms, as you mentioned, Sam, are smaller. But if they're not being used, doesn't really matter.
Yeah. So I guess the one that's a little off the beaten path that I have gone to is at the Splash Mountain exit. Those tend not be that crowded because they're at the exit, and typically you get people in there around a hairdryer trying to dry themselves off.
That's right.
But that tends to not be that crowded. And it's one that a lot of people forget about, especially if you're back there in the Big Thunder Splash Mountain area. That's a decent
one. Absolutely.
And then I said I didn't have any more, but apparently I do. I know this one well because I used to claim to know a lot about the parks, but I was taking my daughter to the bathroom when we were waiting for the parade recently, and we were sitting in front of Pecos Bills, and we walked God knows where, because one of the restrooms I was going to was closed, and the other one, you know, so we walked forever, and then on our way back through, we were cutting through Pecos Bills, and of course there are restrooms in the restaurant,
yes,
which I completely forgot about. So Pecos Bills and upstairs at Columbia Harbor House. So those are, I mean, practically not known about by many people. Because if you're going to go to the nearest restroom, you're going to walk along the path and look for restrooms out in the open. So there are more than there. I can't even imagine
how
many
there are. So I just did a search on my Disney Experience. There are 31 restrooms listed.
That's crazy. In the Magic Kingdom?
In Magic Kingdom.
That's incredible. As we're talking about it more, I'm not surprised.
So I will say, and one of the other things I wanted to hit on were the ones to avoid are the ones that are just so small or so little, it's like, oh, it's going to take forever. And the one that I think of is inside the Liberty Tree Tavern upstairs in the tiny little cubbyhole.
Yes.
That's the one where even if you're eating inside Liberty Tree Tavern, you're better off leaving and headed down around the corner there. By Pirates.
It's been so long since I ate there, but you're right. I remember being like upstairs in a little hallway, like waiting outside. Yeah, that's rough.
You can tell that it was designed in 1971. It hasn't been touched since. So that's 31 restrooms inside the Magic Kingdom.
Crazy.
Which is crazy. So I guess with that, we should probably jump over to Epcot, where there are 35 listed,
oh my gosh,
by the way. So, Epcot, what do you think of there? Jimmy, you want to go first?
Sure. I don't know that there are any that are necessarily themed in Epcot. So I'll just go with really nice is the one I kind of brought up earlier, which is the brand new ones.
Near the American Adventure, right?
Right to the right of the American Adventure, which is really neat because they added that whole big restroom, and it's huge. But they also didn't get rid of the other ones that are on the left side.
Which are back by the restaurant.
Right.
And I completely agree with you here. This is one of the newer restrooms in Walt Disney World, and it didn't get any big splash. There weren't a lot of people, you know, the social media was all over the Tangled Toilets and all over what they were doing back in Storybook Circus. But nobody really talked about the new restrooms in American Adventure. And
Epcot just absolutely needed it. Yep,
this is, in fact, my wife commented that these are the one restrooms that she goes in that is usually not a line. And that's not easy to say in American Adventure. It was definitely needed during things like Food and Wine Festival. There was never one close enough. So, yeah, next time you're looking at American Adventure and you're a creature of habit and you want to go to the left-hand side where there's the small restroom, head to the right-hand side. There's a huge restroom back there in what used to be a little garden.
Yeah, and just another thing. I mean, so one of the – and that's kind of what we were talking about. Sometimes it's not about the bathroom, right? Sometimes it's about – hey, where are we going to go? Because my wife needs to use the bathroom. So there, they got that big seating area that I was talking about with all kind of picnic tables and stuff. And sure. You got typically during Food and Wine or during the Flower and Garden right there, you got the little booth that said beer and stuff. So my wife needs to use the restroom. Hey, I can grab a beer, go sit at a picnic table, maybe catch the Voices of Liberty. You know, so it's a nice area just to sit and wait.
Yeah, my memories typically of that are my wife coming out of a restroom with one of her toddlers going, it's obvious a man designed these restrooms. They're so small.
Right.
So solidarity, that, Susan, I get it.
And you're doing it with twins at some point there, right, Jen?
Yeah, yep.
That's got to be tough. Not a lot of space.
Thankfully, the third didn't come along until they were pretty self-sufficient, so.
That's good.
Yeah, that's bad. So the one I was thinking of, and yeah, I'm with you, Jimmy. I can't really, I mean, maybe we're missing something and someone will tell us, but I can't think of any that are super cool and themed. Probably my favorite restroom, if I'm going to think about restrooms in Epcot, is the ones that are inside, kind of behind Fountain View, between Club Cool and the character spot.
That was my off-the-beaten-path one, by the way.
Air-conditioned building. It's always clean. I never see anybody there. It's kind of small, so if you run into people there, it's probably going to have a little line, but I have never seen anyone there. And you guys laughed at me earlier, but when you're in there, it's like has loud future world music, which just makes me happy.
I'm trying
to explain where that is.
It's
the
listed.
Only way I can tell you, the best way that I can tell you is that if you walk by the fountain and you go in the front door of Club Cool, and you walk completely through to the back door of Club Cool, and then you go back in the building to the right. So you're right. It's kind of behind Fountain View, but I don't know. Is there a way to get there from Fountain View?
It's listed as the Fountain View restrooms on the map.
It's actually inside. Yeah, inside that Starbucks location, you can get back to it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most of the time, we have just used that as a pass-through.
Right.
If you were right there around the fountain, and you wanted to get, let's say, to Soarin', you could walk through Club Cool.
It's a direct path to Imagination too. And by the way, there's a restroom tucked in the back corner of the Imagination Pavilion, which does not get a lot of use.
And behind the Coral Reef Restaurant.
And behind Coral Reef, yes.
Also, I don't know the one we're talking about. For behind Fountain View, I don't know if they're going to remain there, but while we were there for Food and Wine, we walked through there. Actually, that is the 2014 Food and Wine meet we did. That's actually the area where we scored the scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we're in
exactly.
There. But this year, there were tables in there, which they have never been. It's just been
a
big
there was also a refreshment cart. They were selling, I don't know if they had any food, but they had, you know, the drinks.
Nice. Yeah.
Now, you can't get through Epcot and not talk about the Odyssey Center restrooms. That's the one that if you look for the best restrooms in Walt Disney World or Google that usually comes up on top. It's really big. Remember, the Odyssey was originally a show building. They did, you know, stage shows inside here. So you had a few hundred people and you had to have restrooms to accommodate that many. So they're big. There's lots of space in there. And usually it's closed.
With that being said, I was about to say, during Food and Wine, when it's now the craft beer building, they're probably much busier than they have been.
Absolutely.
They're still
big is my point.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, when you read online, it's like, well, if only anyone ever got to use the Odyssey building. If you're lucky enough to ever get an event there, I'm like, oh, well, actually, you can use it several times a year now, but they're still good. It's still a good choice.
Absolutely, they're still good. So I guess that was sort of like a hidden one. Any other hidden?
Well, and I was going to say, then the Odyssey, and if you happen to need to use a payphone.
There are still a couple of payphones.
There's
there,
about
right.
four or five of them right there.
Yeah.
The Odyssey back.
Good to know.
Jen, you did mention the music in the one in Future World. I will say that, although they might not be themed other than to the country, all of the restrooms around World Showcase, you're going to hear the country's background music
yes.
in there. And
yeah, that's
That's
cool.
pretty cool. That's really cool.
That's like extra nerdy to talk about restrooms music.
I did just do that, didn't I?
I like it. No, I think I started it. I'm very proud of us, actually.
After the show, I'm going to start drawing up plans to add music to both of my restrooms in the house.
There you go.
Excellent. That's,
nice.
That's a great idea.
Put like some ceiling speakers in or something.
I love it.
Now, you know, a lot of the cool restrooms we're talking about are all the ones that are themed, the newer ones.
Yeah.
This whole Frozen expansion in Norway started around the restroom.
Yeah, you're right. I was about to say that. We were talking about
yes.
the one in America, and now they're building that whole new Frozen restroom experience over at
Frozen
Norway.
Restroom experience. That might be what it turns into, Jimmy.
New title.
The Frozen restroom experience. But for those that don't know, the original plans that Disney filed, if you remember walking down on the side of Norway, on the right-hand side, there was a restroom back there. It was rather small. There were men's and ladies. And the plans that Disney released or had to put through whatever type of water authority there is in Florida called for them to build a brand new ladies' restroom in a new building on the left-hand side and convert the existing restroom to all men's. That's inside of this new Frozen building that they're building, as we found out later. But that could be the best place to go.
Oh, you know what just struck me, though? You know what's a really nice one? Is the restroom inside of the Mexican Pavilion. You have to kind of walk.
Yeah.
You have to walk through St. Angel Inn.
The one inside the restaurant, yeah.
Inside the restaurant, which is the only one inside the pavilion.
Yep.
So, but it's really, really beautiful. Like, it's really, I'm so impressed by, so they get these sinks that are like, it's like a big bowl that kind of sits on top of the counter, almost those type of sinks. And it's got this really cool faucet that it almost just looks like a pipe, but it's really fancy. And I actually was so impressed with it. This is a couple years ago. I Googled and looked up the faucet. And it's like a $600 faucet.
Wow.
Nice.
I mean, but you can tell. I mean, when you go in there, it's like, wow, man, it's just really done well.
That's cool. Another
Any
one.
Bad ones?
As far as
and another good
so
one.
So bad ones, I will say, are really small ones. That's yeah. what I sort of look at here. And there's two that come to mind for me. One is the restrooms in China.
Okay.
Which is shared by Nine Dragons and Lotus Blossom, and there's only a handful of stalls inside. It's like one small restroom shared by two rather busy restaurants.
I'll tell you another one that I don't care for. And you know what's... So what's weird is I don't particularly care for the restrooms that the door comes out where people are just sitting waiting, like you're walking out to an audience almost.
Okay.
It's just really weird. So the ones, and they're small, and this is how they are. So kind of where we were talking about behind Fountain View, but further, like they face the land pavilion.
Yes. Where they used to have the talking drinking fountain.
Yes.
The standalone building right there.
Yes.
It's just right a building that
Chip and Dale usually meet outside in front.
Yes.
So if you were walking into Epcot and you took a right and walked through the little walkway to go to the land, they're right there on the left-hand side.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're just two small restrooms right there. But when you walk out of the restroom, there's like a planter right there, and people are just sitting there, and they're just watching. Like, they're waiting for whoever they're waiting
to come out,
but they're sitting there staring at you, like, and you're like, it's just weird.
Yeah, and there's almost a mirror image of those over on the other side near Test Track, where it's the same type.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Future World East and Future World West restrooms.
There you go. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's connected right by the door that comes out of Interventions right there by by Test Track. You're right. Absolutely.
The only one I was thinking of that is kind of to avoid, and it's a super easy fix, the Inside the Land Pavilion downstairs by Soarin'.
That's a terrible.
Because Soarin' is always busy, and there are always people waiting for their family, and there are people pouring off the ride. They are always crowded. And if you go up the steps right on top of them, there's another empty restroom right on top of it.
You're absolutely
right. Is
it
really?
Yeah.
It's for the
by the Garden Grill.
For the Garden Grill.
It's right by the elevator then.
It's right. Yes,
it's literally
exactly
like
by
a
the
second
elevator.
Story of the same restroom. So the one in Soarin' has people just like waiting in droves around it, and upstairs there's nobody there.
You're right. That's absolutely true. No.
Yeah.
Again, that's another one where there's a bench when you walk out, and just there's people staring at you when you walk out the restaurant. It's just odd. I don't know. Maybe that's just a personal thing, but it's like, I don't know.
Just
wave to them.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Smile.
Hey, how you doing? The only the one that I always avoid, and it always seems like it's there when I need it, is it's called the Refreshment Port Restroom, which is between Canada and Imagination, sort of on that little walkway. It is so small. It's tiny. And there's always a line there, and I always get stuck. You know, you'll see 20 people lined up in
Food
and Wine.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Food and Wine Festival, there'll be 20 people deep waiting for this thing.
The women's restroom there is terrible. Do you know what we're talking about, Jennifer?
Yes.
It's right by the champagne, where the champagne and little dessert thing was there.
It's next to Refreshment Port, which is always there. Refreshment Port's there.
Yes. That restroom is, that's probably the only restroom in Walt Disney World where I actually waited in line.
Because there's only two spots in there.
Two spots in the men's, and I'm assuming the women's always has a line, pretty much, especially during Food and Wine. It's terrible. And I couldn't tell you where the next closest one is.
United Kingdom. The big one outside in front of the fountain.
Which is far.
And not
if you're walking out. Or in, true. United Kingdom, which one?
It's by the phone booth. The smaller hedge, not the big hedge maze, but like the hedges out front.
I don't know if I've ever been there. Probably.
You've been there. With a Guinness in your hand or whatever.
My point was usually I have a Carl's Combo and I'm using the restroom in the Rose and Crown.
I get it. So, all right, let's move on to Hollywood Studios if that's cool. So Studios has 25 restrooms.
And I can't think of a single one that's better than that.
I can think of one.
I can think of one that's worse. That's all I got.
I have one that's better than the rest. Jimmy, you have one or you want me to go?
You go ahead and let me think about this for a minute, because I do have one that's kind of okay.
The restroom back by Lights Motors Action. Because it's relatively new.
Oh, and the big building?
It's the big building on the left. It's relatively new. Lights Motors Action isn't usually busy, and unless it's letting out, it's empty.
Oh, is it by Phineas and Ferb?
Maybe back a little further than Phineas.
Okay, because I was going to say that would be worth visiting. I remember now that... And I don't know if it was like a permanent thing on the ground, or you know how they often will, throughout the Walt Disney World, they'll like draw with chalk. I remember the drinking fountain there had a big sign that said Hydradenator, and that was so funny.
That is good.
Yeah, so that was it, but I don't remember the rest.
The one I'm thinking you're talking about, Sam, is if you're going to walk back to go to Lights, Motors, Action.
All the way back.
It's kind of on the right-hand side. It's a big like red brick building with like a planter out in front of it.
The planner or the, so there's one back there which has the sculpture on it from Splash. That's more by.
No. That's
okay.
Further.
Yeah, that's not the one I'm talking about. That's.
I'm talking about this would almost be between Lights Motors Action and Watto's Grotto. Now Watto's Grotto is a little further up to the beaten path, but
yeah, it's sort of it's the Lights Motor. It's right at Lights Motors Action. So if you walk down Streets of America all the way, it's on the left hand side. And the busiest it will ever be is during the Osborne Lights. I will be there for the Osborne Lights, and I will definitely be visiting this one because it's right there in the middle of Osborne Lights.
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait to use the Star Wars restrooms at Hollywood Studios.
Right.
I really can't. Or the Toy Story restrooms, because this park definitely needs...
So the other one I was thinking of, and it does get some use... because of its location, but it's generally pretty quiet, is it's in between I guess it would be considered the restroom for sci-fi, and it's also the restroom for ABC Commissary.
Yes.
But it's kind of down, it's down a hall. You have to go to, you like,
it's
you
down
have to,
a hallway. It's a little smaller, but yeah,
but it's usually not very busy because it's kind of, you almost have to go look for it. I mean, it's,
you do.
It's kind of in a hall between ABC Commissary and sci-fi.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. They did do an addition back at Pixar Place that sort of went unnoticed. They added some restrooms right near the Toy Story Mania queue.
Right you before you get
that?
There, yeah.
Right before you get there. And that kind of, hey, there's new restrooms there. It popped up out of nowhere.
Where is it?
Literally, like, on the front side of that building that houses the queue. Like, right before you get in line for the fast passes, or used to get in line for the fast pass machines.
Okay.
It's, like, right there connected to the that wall. Hmm. Nothing special, but...
So right where the... right where you would have gotten in line to go to the... pirate adventure thing.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Used to be the Narnia thing.
Right across. Yes.
Right across.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting.
The only one I was thinking of at the studios, and this is actually kind of the to avoid, so if you guys have more amazing bathrooms, you can stop me.
I don't have any of them.
Down by Tower of Terror and kind of a catty corner to the like fast pass kiosks that are there now, there's restrooms that look kind of cool on the outside. Super, super tiny, at least for the women on the inside. And it is always, always busy. And actually, you know, we're talking about how the standards are usually pretty high, but because it's so busy and so small, that's the one that's not always even that clean. So I avoid that one usually, especially with kids. But
I do think, now that I'm looking at a map here, Studios does have one of the biggest restrooms, and that's the restroom back at the Hollywood Hills Amphitheater. Connected to Fantasmic, there's a really big one back there, which I've also been in, because after a show at Fantasmic, you can imagine how busy that thing gets. And if there's anything, you know, it only takes a couple of people that aren't so clean and the whole thing gets screwed up. So occasionally that can happen back there, but Disney does their best to stay on top of it.
So Sam, I'm looking at the map now. Right. So if you were walking out of Lights, Motors, Action, it'd be on the left.
Yes.
Right.
Left.
Correct.
Exactly. That's the same one I'm thinking of, though. It's like a big red brick building. I think the only thing in that building, though, is those two restrooms.
Which is good. I'm fine with that.
It's right where the backlot tour used to make the loop right before it dropped you off.
Yes.
Which
is where I will soon be sitting in my VIP section for the Osborne Lights. And I can't
which remember. Is where Watto's Grotto is, so it's right where I said it.
Yeah,
sort of. Watto's Grotto and Lights Motors.
Yeah, it is. Which I don't know how long Watto's Grotto is going to last. Once a launch bay opens, I don't see it lasting.
By the way, I didn't know anything about it until I think you and John were there.
Well, it was Star Wars Weekends, and then they just sort of opened it back up.
So... when we were there the first weekend I was there before you guys got there, I was there with some friends, and my wife and his wife went and ride Star Tours, and me and him went and walked back there. And I tell you, it's kind of, I know this is off track, but talking about things off the beaten path, that was like hardly nobody in there, and so it's just a really nice place to kind of walk around and browse around. And just it was
wall-to-wall people during Star Wars Weekends.
Well, I bet. Yes. That's what they're there for. But now, like, that's not what, you know.
Well, it's an empty building that was the queue for an attraction that's closed. So let's see if we can turn it into a retail location.
Well, and you know what's great about it is that it's the Tatooine Traders is such a terrible place.
It's tiny.
It's tiny, and the ride exits through there.
Yep.
So not that it's a terrible place. It's just really hard to go in there and kind of look around.
Yeah.
Because there's just always an influx of people trying to pass through there.
All right. We got to jump over to Animal Kingdom.
All right. Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom restrooms. Let's add anything else? Studios? Jen?
No.
Now, I do have a great fact that you guys may know about Animal Kingdom restrooms. And if you guys are aware of this, have you ever noticed that every restroom at Animal Kingdom has a door? Some of them you have to push open, some of them are propped open. but they have doors. Mm. And typically in Walt Disney World, you know, they have like, you go through your little maze to get in. And
little hallway, yeah.
Yeah, your little hallway. Those are actually there in case of an animal escape. Now listen, and hear me through here. If you have animals that could potentially get out of their cages, and guests would be instructed to go into the restrooms and lock the doors. So not only do they have doors, they have locks on the doors. So the next time you're in Animal Kingdom, you're going to notice it, that there's a door and you can close it and lock it from the inside.
That's hilarious.
That's pretty interesting.
It is interesting. And you don't realize it when you're there. But it's the only place where you have to open a door. And I know this because you have to open a door to get a stroller in when you back in with it. And it's a pain in the butt. And a lot of them, the door's there, but they have it propped open. But that's kind of interesting, I thought, at Animal Kingdom.
That is amazing.
That's a nerdy little fact.
I was
there,
about to say, that's a sweet, nerdy fact. There's no doubt about it.
So you guys will notice it next time you go.
I want to know if Ed already knew that, because otherwise you just stumped or not, you surprised all three of the rest of us.
Oh, that would be cool.
I love it.
I did not notice the new ones. They built some over at Harambe Marketplace. I didn't look at it.
Definitely
those.
A door.
Is there?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
see that?
So funny.
With a lock on the inside.
That is so funny.
All right. So that said, I had my little fact to throw out there. What is the best restroom in Animal Kingdom outside of Avatar Land, because it's not open yet? You know, there's going to be a good one in there.
Yeah. We have a couple, yeah. And they're not as elaborately themed.
I would definitely say that you're Animal Kingdom more than I am, so.
I love Animal Kingdom, yeah. They're not as elaborately themed by any means as the Tangled restrooms, more along the lines of the Storybook Circus restrooms, where they fit beautifully in their surroundings. The newer restroom is back in the very back of the, not the Harambe Village, Harambe Market with the food, but over where the new Festival of the Lion King Theater is. Mm. Just past that, there are new restrooms there, and they're really nicely themed. Inside, they're beautiful. I mean, they're super nice and clean and relatively large, but outside, the building, you know, has more of those advertisements and things along the walls, and they're just really cool. We've spent some time, you know, waiting for kids or waiting for one another, just looking at that area. So those are cool.
And it's right there on the river.
Yeah.
Just that whole little area right there. It's such
so
a,
cool.
Such know, a fantastic addition to Animal Kingdom.
I have it not is, yeah. seen Festival of Lion King since it moved. I see the restrooms on the map, and I've not, and I see they're right on the river. They look great. I'm going to have to go see Festival of Lion King this trip.
It's the same show, and it's just as amazing and wonderful as it always has been. But the restrooms are very cool, too. So that's my outdoor theming. The indoor, Pizza Safari has some cool ones as well.
That was
super special, but fun. Just really funky decor, so that's kind of fun.
That's the best way to describe Pizza Safari's decor. Funky.
The whole thing.
That's the best way.
So off topic, but in the area. So let me ask you guys just one question.
Okay.
If you had to see one show, Festival of Lion King or Finding Nemo the Musical?
Oh, out of two. Okay. Oh, gosh. I would have to say Festival of the Lion King, but that's not... I mean, there's nothing bad I could say about Nemo. I love, love, love that as well. But I have a special... I don't know. I love Festival of the Lion King. I think I see it every time we're in town, so...
I would say Festival of Lion King only because I saw Nemo on the last trip and I did not see Lion King. So I'm going to go to the one I didn't see last.
I saw, you know what, this past trip, I don't know if I saw either one of them. We were only at Animal Kingdom for like a half day and it was raining.
Oh.
For me, it's Finding Nemo the Musical.
It's so good.
I have no problem with it.
Yeah, it's so good.
And I don't dislike... Festival of Lion King, which is two completely different shows.
Absolutely. I wasn't going to share this because it is off topic, but the last time we were there, the one time we saw Festival of the Lion King, and I have never seen this happen, I have to give like major props to the team that's involved, the cast, you'd say, and then also the crew. the Tumble Monkeys came out to do their thing. Timon was out, and there must have been some sort of safety issue. You know, they go and do all their little checks ahead of time, and there must have been a safety issue, so the Tumble Monkeys couldn't go on. So they're breaking down the stage while Timon is doing his song beforehand. The Tumble Monkeys are totally improvising and just being hilarious and entertaining, which is, I mean, they're not actors, you know, originally they're gymnasts. So, like, they just did such an amazing job. And because of that, they ended up cutting part of the song, and Timon's voice was so good. It was kind of a little bit of a snafu, but I think that if you didn't know the show that well, it would have gone off without a hitch. So very, very interesting. I'd never seen anything like that at Disney World, but I mean, it was like problem after problem after problem for like probably 5 to 10 minutes in the middle of the show, and nobody missed a beat. It was incredible.
That's cool.
Yeah. That kind of fun. I mean, it was neat for us to see. Like, we were just mostly watching, impressed with how everyone was really improvising. And I'm sure to some extent they have, you know, plans in case that goes wrong. But everyone, I mean, the singers and the Tumble Monkeys and the stage hands, like, everyone was doing a great job to get everything back on track. So that's pretty cool.
You know, it's interesting, and I can circle back, because you guys had said the best restrooms were those over by the Lion King Theater, which I haven't gotten to. On my list, the best restrooms were over by the Theater in the Wild, which is where Finding Nemo is.
Those are my hidden gem ones.
Right, because unless the show has just let out, because you figure that there's a lot of people in both of these theaters. So when the show's over, they have to have a very decent-sized restroom to accommodate those people. But if the show is in progress or is people are in the queue going in, it's a great spot. So that was on my list.
It would be just a big happenstance or coincidence if, you know, you happen to try and go to that restroom and the show was letting out. They only do, you know, 4 shows.
Yeah, right. And so you'll know if
the chances of you, right. The chances of you catching it while a show was letting out is probably pretty slim.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, Animal Kingdom's tough for me, I guess, because I don't spend as much time there as I do the other parks, and I don't dislike Animal Kingdom, but I certainly spend less time there than the other three. Certainly.
I can't wait for Rivers of Light and the Nighttime Safari and Reasons to Be There Longer, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're right, absolutely.
Those things will be great.
Great.
Saw a picture on Facebook yesterday or day before. Of them, it was like a crane holding one of the, I guess in Avatar Land, there'll be like some floating islands and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds cool. You know, so cool.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting.
We're talking spring 2016 for Wonders, or for the Nighttime Spectacular over there, Rivers of Light. All right, so we covered all 4 parks. Anything at Disney Springs stick out to you guys?
No, but I bet there's some great ones.
The only thing that sticks out to me is in all of this new construction, there feels like there's a lot more than there used to be. Just walking around Disney Springs, it's like, oh, wait, there's one by Ragland Road. I don't remember that one there before. And there's one over here by Paradiso 37. I don't remember that. And there's one here. And it just seemed they were smaller. They weren't big, but there appeared to be a lot of them through downtown.
You know, I was just thinking, we probably should have did one show before this one.
What's
like
that?
Like, where's the best place to get a beer?
Wow, we got that. Yeah, and it's got to be near a restroom.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I so know that's where you're what going. Leads to, the right, best show so that experience. That's perfect.
Yeah, place to get a beer leads us into where's the best place to get a restaurant.
That's good. Let's throw one more thing out there. I know this is, we didn't talk about this ahead of time. Are there any honorable mentions for any resorts or other locations that you guys have been to?
Oh, you know what? There is. And I thought about this before the show, and I almost forgot. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
So the coolest one I've ever been in, right, is the restroom. And the only reason I was there is because of Sam. I'll give him mad props because we had left the Top of the World, and then we were going to the Wave to have drinks. That was that
over to Contemporary. Yep.
That was, I forgot what night that was. That was, Susan was there.
Yep.
It was the 4 of us: me, you, Kevin, Susan. But the kids were. That was the year the kids were there. So that had to be 2014, maybe?
It's the year I drug you out of Epcot to a car that was parked to get over to...
Yes, we ran to... Yes.
And you were about to kill me.
We ran... I almost had a heart attack. We ran from Rosencrown to the Beach Club parking lot through, like, some bushes.
It was the fastest way. Straight line is always the shortest distance.
So, I know, I get it. So, after we watched the fireworks from Top of the World, me, you, Kim, and Susan went to the wave. And the restroom out in the wave is fantastic. Oh, my God. It's, like, the nicest restroom I've ever been in. They have rolled, like, towels to dry.
I was going to say that the boardwalk also has the towels.
The boardwalk, the yacht club, the deluxe resources.
Yeah, pretty much all those. Yeah.
There's no paper towels. You dry your hand on some... You grab a rolled towel and dry your hands, and it was very hoity-toity.
Throw it in the basket. That most of the deluxe resorts do exactly that.
That's incredible. It's incredible.
So there's a couple over at the boardwalk and other places. You're like, wow, this is pretty cool.
The other one I was thinking of, you know, I love Animal Kingdom Lodge, but off of the lobby in Jumbo House, actually any of them, but they're all really nicely themed too. Because, I mean, you have to. You can't have a 1970s tile bathroom stuck off of the theming at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So they're all gorgeous. They have, like, you know, African art pieces and just some really cool light fixtures and just kind of continue that really neat theming into the restroom. So those are cool too.
Awesome. And we just spent an entire show talking about bathrooms. So the best place to get a beer.
We could do it.
Yeah, there's no other way to do it. And we stayed to topic mostly. We were off a couple of times, but we did well. Anything else you guys
I'm curious what we missed. Because, you know, there's 35 restrooms in all these parks. So somebody else has to have a favorite that we didn't list.
And you know what? If they do... I want to hear about it. I want you to post in the comments for the Facebook post of this show. Let us know what you think or send us an email. Make a comment on the website. All that good stuff. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
If you're looking to get in touch with us on the show, you can make sure you definitely check out our Facebook page, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, which is Disney Nerds in all caps on Facebook. Twitter at the Disney Nerds, Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast, and you can email us at jimmy@thedisneynerds.com, Jen, Sam, or Ed at thedisneynerds.com.
And with that, I say, Congaloosh!
Quaharini!
Yeah.
What does Ed usually say?